The Food and Drug Administration has approved a drug described as a major advance in treating a form of leukemia. The drug Gleevec was designed specifically to fight chronic myeloid leukemia, which strikes about 6,000 Americans each year. Gleevec was approved in record time, less than 3 years after its first use in humans. It's the first of many so-called designer cancer drugs expected to reach the market with unprecedented speed. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
New cancer drugs usually spend many years in development and offer only modest improvements in treatment. Gleevec is another story. At a press conference in Washington, Dr. Richard Klausner, director of the National Cancer Institute, made no attempt to hide his enthusiasm.
This new drug, we believe, is the picture of the future of cancer treatment. Its development is a triumph of science, and it is a remarkably powerful vindication, once again, of the scientific approach to disease.
A vindication because it was designed to target a molecule that causes cancer, in this case an enzyme that triggers uncontrolled growth of white blood cells. Scientists believe that by targeting such molecules, they can create cancer drugs that are highly effective yet have few side effects. And that's been the case with Gleevec, which is taken as a pill. Tests in about 1,000 people with chronic myeloid leukemia found the drug was easy to take and nearly always brought white blood cell counts back to normal. And because it was so safe and effective, the drug raced through the approval process. Again, Dr. Klausner.
This is the fastest approval of any cancer drug ever by the FDA. And what it reflects, as the FDA said, when you have a drug where the data looks so good, where it's so compelling, where it's so clear what its benefit is, then the FDA can actually marshal its resources, evaluate the data rigorously but very quickly, and make sure that it's available to patients, as it will be starting next week.
That means U.S. patients will be the first to get Gleevec, which will cost more than $2,000 a month. But the speedy testing and approval took an extraordinary effort. Novartis, which will market the drug, diverted resources from other projects to accelerate testing. It also prepared production facilities without knowing if the product would be approved. The FDA, for its part, launched an all-out effort to review the drug in less than 3 months under its so-called fast-track process. Richard Pastor was part of the FDA's review team. He says everyone knew this was not just another drug.
What the difference was the review team really understood the medical importance of this drug. So what it meant was people giving up vacations, coming to work on Saturday, coming to work on Sunday, working till midnight, missing soccer games, and I applaud them for doing it.
Other new cancer drugs aren't likely to get that sort of attention, but scientists say drugs like Gleevec aimed at other forms of cancer are also likely to reach the market quickly. Dr. Brian Drucker of Oregon Health and Science University in Portland played a key role in developing Gleevec.
As we enter this new era of molecularly targeted therapeutics, you're going to see more and more clinical trials like this where you're going to see high response rates with minimal side effects, and that will go hand in hand with a more rapid approval process.
Drucker says there are risks to bringing even a life-saving drug like Gleevec to market so quickly.
We still have a lot to learn about this drug. We'll need to learn how long the responses that we're seeing will last. We also need to learn whether there might be some unanticipated long-term side effects. But when I've talked to my patients about this issue, and I've said to them, what would you think if this drug stopped working tomorrow, or if there was a problem with this drug? And every single one of them has said to me, we've gotten some time that we otherwise wouldn't have gotten, and it's been extremely high-quality time, and we're happy to have had that.
Scientists say Gleevec has also shown promise in fighting some other forms of cancer, and they say dozens more drugs that target cancer-causing molecules are already being tested. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.